West Coast, you come out this way,
yes.
Earthquake. Probably didn't expect something like that.
That was different. That was different. You know, you kind of hear about the news, and, you know, it's kind of scary. I mean, I think the world in itself has evolved and is changing. So to hear an earthquake on the East Coast is definitely uncommon. I think Colorado also got hit as well. And, you know, just as a man of prayer, a man of faith, you got to definitely stay in the word. But hopefully nobody was seriously hurt, and just kind of move forward from that.
When you talk about moving forward, regular season is going to be here before you know it. Just talk about where this team's at in your mind and where you need to go before games start actually counting.
I think one first and foremost, other than we always just focus on today. I mean, what can we learn from today and as well as previous practices? And I think most important is how we're growing as a team. I think somewhere we're definitely heading in the right direction, but there's always opportunity to get better, always opportunity to enhance your technique and skills. And that's one thing I enjoy about this team. We constantly push each other to the limit. And then when you think you can't go any further, there's always a little bit more. And that's football or any sport.
Andre, Coach Rex Ryan last night said Belichick was the best coach in the league, hands down.
Right.
Is one example, movie night last night, of how he's able to take the gas, take the gas a little bit?
You know what? Through my career, I probably had about 5 or 6 head coaches. And that's a lot of coaches in an 11-year span. But by far, I see why he's successful, why he's definitely an X's and O's guy. I mean, from special teams to position meetings to just detail in general, I've never seen a coach so hands-on. But it's great because, one, he takes pride in his job. He takes pride in his craft. And, you know, I think he also wants to see the players that he has on the team, whether it's the 90-man roster in training camp or the 53-man roster, prepare themselves for a great game week after week after week.
What was it like
a hockey? What's that? Oh, no, it was great. I mean, just to meet the actual man behind the story, it was definitely a great story in general. So to see him and just talk about his experiences, that's something that you don't see. So for him to come in and talk about the movie and talk about just himself in general, it was a great opportunity.
Andre, how much are you looking forward to that third preseason game Saturday night? Nice little dress rehearsal. Typically, it's the ones will play.
You know, they always say the preseason dress rehearsal. I mean, football is football. It's a game. You got to go out there and put on their best show and just – so basically what you're made of, and there's a lot of younger guys that have an opportunity as well to, you know, make their name known. I think most important, though, is just it's all about competition. Go out there and compete, and you don't look at it as a preseason game. It's just a football game. It's all about competition.
Do you look forward to playing more?
I hope so, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Not only myself, I'm sure everybody else, especially the older guys or younger guys, depending on what situation they're in. So.